Proclamation number 661, dated the November 10th, 1938. The activity of natural forces according to God's will. Disaster. The laws God gave to the world from the beginning as being necessary for the being's spiritual development are always applicable for the human being's journey through life. Forces often actively oppose them, but these are subject to a superior invisible authority. They will always experience the effects of the reverse actions as being detrimental to them and will either turn around and work according to God's will or, if they maintain their malicious nature, experience God's power increasingly more severely. Hence, the activity of natural forces, too, is always and forever subject to God's will, for were this left at the mercy of the opposing power, everything would soon be a total work of destruction, since the opposing forces only ever cause destruction, whereas God's wisdom and will applies to the preservation of all created things. Where natural forces manifest themselves destructively nevertheless, it is always the work of God's will, but this destruction is by no means the permitted action of evil forces. In that case there are carefully considered reasons for God's intervention which, however, only ever help the advancement of spiritual beings or the development of human beings. Even destruction has its good side in many ways. It releases natural spirits from their indescribably long state of constraint. Other natural spirits may become extensively active and thereby comply with their purpose, and it arouses sleeping spiritual beings from their tranquility, which can do nothing but harm to them. The fact that the effects of such destruction are often regretful for humanity is also permitted by God. It refers the complete unbeliever to his existence and is a touchstone for believers, whose strength and faith shall be fortified by it. For only such extraordinary phenomena, which natural catastrophes will always be, can place a person into a state of reflection. When all human power is not enough to stop it, and rich and poor, comma, high and low are equally subject to such God-intended disasters, then the question may still occur to this or that person as to why humanity has to suffer such a judgment and to what extent a divine power is noticeable. Such questions could lead to a complete turnaround of his present way of thinking and guide the human being to the path of realization. Every natural disaster is preceded by smaller events which make such thinking easier for the human being, and each previous inner state is, in a manner of speaking, a preparation for the ensuing experience. Would the human being only once realize that all worldly power cannot achieve the slightest change in such elementary effects of nature, that all those within the vicinity of a natural disaster are at the mercy of it, he would have to turn his thoughts upwards and try to attain a spiritual explanation. However, the human race has already become far too arrogant. At best it will describe such evident activity by the eternal deity with the words, activity of natural forces, and will thereby try to dismiss everything which disagrees with its spiritual attitude. It deems itself knowledgeable and considers everything it does not understand merely an inherent manifestation of nature, but very rarely a visible intervention by a divine being. The most acceptable explanation of all natural phenomena is the continued development affected by the sun's rays which, again, are still an unexplored source of strength in the universe and which manage to achieve all life on Earth. But, in accordance with that, people are nothing else but living beings having been brought to life through these natural forces, who have their beginning and end on this Earth. The fact that one being is in control of the whole universe, which, in accordance with its wise plan, through its will and omnipotence, has placed each one of the living creations, from the tiniest creature to the crown of creation, the human being, on this earth for a specific purpose, cannot be grasped by such uninformed people. They do not acknowledge such a being and, therefore, will never regard the activity of natural elements as the manifestation of God's will. Those who are further away, who are not affected by it, don't pay any particular attention to such disasters. They only ever quote similar instances and thus quickly dismiss such events. And God must use increasingly more obvious means. He must ever more quickly let one disaster follow another and have a serious effect on people if these phenomena are to make an impression. It is regrettable as to how seldom the suffering of fellow human beings triggers true sympathy, and how habitually a hint from above is taken in. And so the signs will have to take on ever greater proportions are they to arouse people from their tranquility. Only when their own lives are in danger will they attach importance to something, and thus much suffering and fear will still have to be people's fate. And things will have to manifest themselves which draw people's attention to a will which cannot be resisted. Yet even exceptionally unusual natural phenomena will be explained and accepted with the greatest of ease, because worldly scholars are instantly willing to give a completely natural explanation for everything people cannot understand. Yet such an explanation will never refer to God's reign and activity in His will. They deem themselves superior to this and therefore have a completely misguided point of view which cannot be of any benefit to the people they're instructing. Many a person will still change his attitude and, therefore, will still have to make many sacrifices until he gains completely realization, and in order to precipitate this, the Lord will now intervene more than ever by rattling and shaking the world so that all those living on it shall take note and pay attention to the divine voice, which informs them of God's will, of His omnipotence and wisdom, and anyone who looks upon every natural phenomenon and the turbulent train of the elements in this sense, will recognize these as the voice of God and make an effort to always do what is right before God. Amen.